imagine, every Sunday morning in a large metropolis, 120 kilometers of roads are closed. Welcome to the beloved Ciclovía, as it's known in Bogotá. It's a network of paths created 36 years ago out of main roads and handed over to Bogotá's residents, no motor vehicles, once a week. On holidays too, these roads belong to bikers, walkers, skaters, and baby carriers, anything that moves with human energy. That includes kids learning to skate, bike, and even jog. Anaidurne Camacho is director of the Recreation and Sports Institute in Bogotá. She is in charge of the Ciclovía.
The bike path is the largest space in the country for physical activity. It is more than 120 kilometers where people can express themselves as they wish.
Enrique Peñalosa is an international consultant on urban strategies. He's a former mayor of Bogotá and is still considered one of the city's most innovative mayors. He expanded the bike path during his tenure 10 years ago.
La ciclovía es una ceremonia. Es un rito.
The Ciclovía is a ceremony. It's a ritual where humans recover the city for themselves. And for a while, it makes us remember that humans are more important than cars.
Today, about 400 fruit stands work the roads, and 35 outdoor exercise centers have popped up along the paths. While this place of extreme sports attract large audiences, some people take advantage of the friendly environment to promote causes.
We're promoting a campaign to help the victims of breast cancer.
According to former Mayor Peñalosa, the Ciclovía has benefits beyond fresh air and exercise. It helps bridge the social and economic divide among Bogotá's residents.
En estas ciudades del mundo en desarrollo,
in these cities of the developing world where the large majority of the population does not have a car, taking a bit of spaces from the cars is a policy of fairness, is to build equality and social justice.
The Ciclovía is also fun for pets. And in case your bike runs aground, there is a licensed mechanic every few kilometers.
The rim of the tire is off and we need to align it.
The Ciclovía led to other projects in the city, such as the nighttime Ciclovía at Christmas, and hundreds of kilometers of permanent bike routes, known as ciclorutas. Peñalosa, who plans to run for mayor again next year, takes credit for them.
Pasamos como de cero personas yendo en bicicleta al trabajo.
We moved from zero to 300,000 people who go to work by bike in Bogota. That's 5% of the population.
Son como 5% de la población se va en Bogotá en bicicleta hoy.
The Ciclovía has been replicated in other Colombian cities and has been studied and copied by cities around the world. Ana Camacho says a recent study links the Ciclovía to a reduction in hospital visits.
If the city doesn't close the roads on Sundays, the people would take over the streets.
No chance of that. Going on 40, the Ciclovía remains a major achievement for Bogotá and Colombia. From Bogotá, Colombia, this is Zulima Palacio, VOA News.